Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, the program highlighting all good things happening at the primary level. This week, we look back at Western Union National Reading Week 2014. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Each year, one week in April is selected by well-known remittance service company Western Union as National Reading Week. And as the name suggests, it's all about getting the nation's students excited about, you guessed it, reading. Reading Week this year was held from April 7 to 11, and special activities were staged to mark the period. But none more noteworthy than the visit of Prime Minister Portia Sims-Miller to Greenwich All-Age School in St. Andrew on April 9. The Prime Minister was there to spend time encouraging and reading to the children. Mrs. Simpson-Miller was met with cheers and shouts when she got into the classroom. The children appeared to relish the opportunity for one-on-one interaction with the Prime Minister.
Become Minister of Government, Prime Minister of Jamaica, doctor, lawyer, architect, engineer, designer, beautician, pharmacist, media, professional. You can become anything you want.
The Prime Minister followed up her words of encouragement by reading for the children excerpts from a book on national hero Marcus Mosiah Garvey.
How many of you know much about Marcus Garvey? You know about him? He said, education is the medium by which a people are prepared for the advancement and glory of their own race.
On April 8, Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites visited Almontown Primary School for the official launch of Reading Week, where he encouraged the students to read widely, to grow their knowledge and do better in their studies. Reading, he told the students, will play a greater role in primary education in 2 years' time, as the Education Ministry plans to introduce an oral exam as part of the Grade 6 Achievement Test, GSAT.
You will have to read a passage and show that you understand it in order to be able to do very well. So it's good to gain practice now.
Don Webby, CEO of the Grace Kennedy Group, which oversees Western Union, has pledged his company's commitment to making Reading Week, now in its fifth year, a fixture on the academic calendar going forward.
And I look forward to seeing the benefits to be reaped from this program in years to come. I urge everyone here today to go out and read to a child or buy a book for a child so that we can all play our part in investing in our country's future.
Perhaps the most anticipated feature of Reading Week each year is the visits by popular personalities to read to the children at schools across the island. In addition to Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller, readers this year included Director of Public Prosecutions Paula Llewellyn, broadcaster Oral Tracy, Custos of St. Andrew Marigold Harding, and singer-songwriter Nikisha Barnes. But the true stars of the week were, of course, the children. Now let's hear what some of them had to say about the importance of reading. Here's grade 6 student Toyana Reed.
It helps me to strengthen my vocabulary. It helps me with my words. It helps me in a lot of ways.
Grade 4 student Cleon Smith had this message for fellow students.
It's important for you because if you don't read, you won't get a good job.
And here's grade 4 student Jody Antrelevin.
Because it feeds the brain.
Regine Bennett, grade 5 student, tells us about the last book she read entitled The Ashleys.
Well, The Ashleys is basically some group of girls in school that are having fun and they're very popular and they like to dress and they have a lot of fashion about them.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. Don't forget to join us again next week. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, and this has been Jamaica's Promise.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.